If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Israel wins the battle. Why? Because of two principles. You have to have somebody praying for you, and the people who pray need somebody praying for them. Never think that just because you're an intercessor, you're a lone ranger. An intercessor needs an intercessor. Who needs an intercessor? Who needs an intercessor? Who needs an intercessor? For those of us in the valley. So the principle that was given was you will always be victorious when you have a system of intercession. Bethel is where it's at right now because a group of women dedicated themselves to Monday evenings or Monday day, whenever they got together, to pray for their pastor and the success of this ministry. And God honored their time, calling them the mountain movers, and they moved mountains for this church to be where it is, faithful. And the devil says, all right, I'm going to start hitting y'all because, you know, if I hit pastor, y'all just going to keep praying. I'm going to start hitting you because if I can move that prayer covering, then I can tear Bethel down. But what he didn't know was that prayer is something that's saved in an archive. You can always draw on it. Some of you now are living as a result of prayers that you made years ago. And now you're getting the interest. Because prayer never dies. So it says here in verse 32, so the majority report of the spies was negative. Their land is full of warriors. The people are powerfully built. And we saw some of the Anakim there, descendants of the ancient race of Gentiles. In verse 33, we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. How dare you? How dare you tell your enemy how to see you? Do you actually think the devil sees you as small and inconsequential? He sees you as a threat. But his job is to keep you from seeing yourself as a threat. He knows that he's no match for the Christ in you. But he doesn't want you to know it. Now watch, because when you read this passage, it says, and we cannot beat them, is what they've come to the conclusion they've reached. They are stronger than we are. God's response was something that I pray we never encounter. When God finally comes down to talk to Moses, he said, how long are these people going to aggravate me? I've promised them something, and they just stood and said, I can't give it to them. Do you actually think that God would promise you something and not give it to you because you've drawn the conclusion that the enemy is greater than God? We actually believe that disease is greater than God. We believe that poverty is greater than God. We are afraid of the change. Now, again, our handicap is our race. That's our handicap. When we were in bondage as a people, we were dependent upon others to care for us. That care included bondage. Even those who were relegated to serve in the house were still in bondage. I mean, even a gold cage is still a cage. Now, here's the problem. After the Civil War was over and the slaves were freed, we were freed physically. But we still had that certain group of people take care of us mindset. And we never got over it. Never got over it. Unconsciously, we still look to a certain group of people to provide for us. And so what we did was shift our slavery from physical to mental and financial. And we were afraid to launch out and create business and economic strength for ourselves. We thought that it was a badge of honor to work for the very people that we worked for before. And we were afraid to launch out because we weren't free here. Now, we tried it. We tried it. In the 60s and early 70s, up and down Susquehanna Avenue from Broad Street to down about 22nd Street, it was lined with black-owned businesses. All up and down the avenue. We tried it. But their children slipped right back into the poverty, because here's what happened. The society in which we lived began to shift importance. We went from the importance of providing for ourselves and our family to image. And so they flooded the market with things that we could not afford. And in order for us to afford the image building things, we had to go and become a slave again to the very culture that we were pulled out of. And so because our children now wanted $200 sneakers, $400 leather coats, they wanted Air Jordans and all of those things, we had to sell our businesses to another ethnic group who came here and owned everything. And we are right back in the same position of economic slavery that we started, because we didn't seize that window of opportunity and move forward. Watch this. When we are confronted by liberal teaching that shows us God's will is for us to get out from under economic poverty and despair, it's met with a theological foolishness. But that's not the devil, it's your fear. It's your fear. So when someone like me comes along to teach you to go beyond the tenth, the tithe, to move beyond the limitation of the legalism, someone's going to get nervous. They're going to become afraid. Because they're comfortable in a little bit and challenge it. And so what happens is we begin to speak things of bondage. But I'm a Caleb. Let's go up at once and change things. Watch this. Watch this. My 19-year-old godson says to me, we talked about his future the other day, and we talked about how I said a young man should have a trade. If you go to college, you're going to go to college, but you need a trade. He said, all right, so we settled on a trade, and we talked about going up to the school to see the trade. And he's still talking about going to college, and we started looking at that and all making all the plans. I said, you're still young. I said, if we go through these plans, all of this will be done. You'll be 25. I said, then you'll be ready to take a wife. You'll be ready to move into life. I said, but this is what we're going to do for these next years. You're going to have this plan. You know what he said to me? I said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to own my own parking lot. I want to own my own businesses. This young man at 17 years old started a t-shirt business. Now, listen carefully. How does a 17-year-old black boy have the desire to become an entrepreneur? And some of the older people don't even think that way. Because he's still at that time in his life where he has not been made to settle for the views of the majority. And I refuse to make him hear, you better just get a job. You better get a job. You better get a job. Watch now. So his ideas are worth supporting. That man's son is just as bad. Malik's been talking about getting in business since he was 14 years old that I can remember, probably earlier. These young people want to launch out, and by speech, they're creating something that God can support. What I got to do is protect those young people and keep them away from the 10. The 10 who say, well, you better get a job. Because what you don't realize is that when you get stuck in that job, your vision, your dream may die. Now see, older folk, you've lost that vision. So what do you do? Don't die. Help somebody else. God will keep you alive if you help somebody else. You find a young man or a young woman who wants to move into greatness. Don't tell them about the bad. Yes, tell them, all right, you may have to do this. I'll sit with him. And I say, all right, we got to find land. We got to do this. I said, but I'm going to be there with you. And you know what he said? He said, Dad, I don't want you to do it. I just want you to help me. Glory to God. Are y'all hearing me? Because I'm going to say something that's going to blow your mind. That's what God is saying. God says, I want you to do it, but I'm going to be the God that helps you. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give you favor. I'm going to give you opportunity. Don't blow your opportunity. Do it. Say it. Listen, faith doesn't make sense. If it made sense, it wouldn't be faith. It wouldn't have made sense for God to send them into a land without challenge.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise God.